shamed. This time Vin felt herself growing angry. She glanced over at Ruin, who stood there with his air of cosmic wisdom, his knowing eyes, his fatherly tone, and his deific arrogance. Not again, Vin thought, gritting her teeth. This time I'm on to him. That means I can trick him. But I need to know why. Why was he so interested in the storages? What is it he needs before he wins this battle? What is the reason he's waited so long? Suddenly the answer seemed obvious. As she examined her feelings, she realized that one of her main reasons for searching out the caches had repeatedly been discredited by Elend. Yet Vin had continued to pursue the caches, searching for this one thing. She'd felt, for reasons she couldn't explain, that it was important. The thing that had driven the Imperial economy for 1,000 years, the most powerful of allomantic metals, Atium. Why had she been so infatuated with it? Elend and Yeoman were both right. Atium was of little importance in the current world. But her feelings denied that. Why? Was it because Ruin wanted it, and Vin had some unexplained connection to him? The Lord Ruler had said Ruin couldn't read her mind, but she knew that he could affect her emotions, change how she regarded things, push her forward, drive her to search out the thing he wanted. Looking at the emotions that had affected her, she could see Ruin's plan, the way he had manipulated her, the way he thought. Ruin wanted the Atium, and with a chill of terror, Vin realized that she had led him right to it. No wonder he was so smug before, Vin thought. No wonder he assumed that he'd won. Why would a godlike force be so interested in a simple thing like an allomantic metal? The question made her doubt her conclusions slightly. But at that moment, the doors to the chamber burst open, and an inquisitor stood before them. Immediately, Yeoman and the soldiers all fell to one knee. Vin took an involuntary step backward. The creature stood tall, like most of its kind, and still wore the gray robes of its pre-collapse office. The bald head was wrinkled with intricate tattoos, mostly black, one stark red. And of course, there were the spikes driven point first through its eyes. One of the spikes had been pounded in farther than the other, crushing the socket around the spike head. The creature's face, twisted by an inhuman sneer, had once been familiar to Vin. Marsh? Vin whispered in horror. My lord, Yeoman said, spreading his hands out. You have finally come. I sent messengers searching for—
Silence, Marsh said in a grating voice, striding forward. On your feet, obligator.
Yeoman hastily stood. Marsh glanced at Vin, smiled slightly, but then pointedly ignored her. He did, however, look directly at Ruin and bow his head in subservience. Vin shivered. Marsh's features, even twisted as they were, reminded her of his brother, Kelsier.
You are about to be attacked, obligator, Marsh said, stepping forward, throwing open the large window at the other side of the room.
Through it, Vin could see over the rocky shelves to where Ellen's army camped beside the canal. Except there was no canal. There were no rocky shelves. Everything was just a uniform black. Ash filled the sky as thick as a snowstorm.
Lord Ruler, Vin thought. It's gotten so bad.
Yeoman hurried over to the window.
Attacked, my lord? But they haven't even broken camp.
The Kolos will attack in surprise, the Inquisitor said. They don't need to form up ranks. They will simply charge.
Yeoman froze for a second, then turned to his soldiers.
Hasten to the defenses. Gather the men on the forward rises.
Soldiers scuttled from the room. Vin stood quietly.
The man I know as Marsh is dead, she thought. He tried to kill Sazed. Now he's fully one of them. Ruin has taken control of him.
An idea began to spark in her mind.
"Quickly, obligator," Marsh said. "I did not come to protect your foolish little city. I've come for the thing you discovered in that cache."
"My lord?" Yeoman said, surprised.
"Your atium, Yeoman," the Inquisitor said. "Give it to me. It cannot be in this city when that attack comes, just in case you fall. I shall take it someplace safe."
Vin closed her eyes.
"My lord," Yeoman finally said, "you are, of course, welcome to anything I possess, but there was no atium in the storage cache. Just the 7 beads I had gathered myself held as a reserve for the Canton of Resource."
Vin opened her eyes.
"What?"
"Impossible," Marsh roared. "But you told the girl earlier that you had it."
Yeoman paled.
"Misdirection, my lord. She seemed convinced that I had some wealth of atium, so I let her think that she was right."
"No!"
Vin jumped at the sudden yell. However, Yeoman didn't even flinch, and a second later she realized why. Ruin was the one who had screamed. He had become indistinct, losing Reen's form, his figure blossoming outward in a kind of tempest of whirling darkness. Almost like mist, only far, far blacker. She'd seen that blackness before. She'd walked through it in the cavern beneath Luthadel on her way to the Well of Ascension. A second later, Ruin was back. He looked like Reen again. He folded his arms behind his back and didn't look at her, as if trying to pretend that he had not lost control. In his eyes, however, she could see frustration, anger. She edged away from him, edging closer to Marsh.
"You fool,"
Marsh said, walking away from her, speaking to Yeoman.
"You idiot."
"Damn," Vin thought in annoyance.
"I,"
Yeoman said, confused.
"My lord, why do you care for atium? It is worthless without allomancers and house politicians to pay for it."
"You know nothing," Marsh snapped.
Then he smiled.
"But you are doomed. Yes, doomed indeed."
Outside, she could see that Ellen's army was breaking camp. Yeoman turned back to the window and Vin edged closer, ostensibly to give herself a better look. Ellen's forces were gathering, men and Kolos. Most likely, they had noticed the buildup of city defenses and had realized that they'd lost any opportunity.